Good morning. K1 News Time is now 8:33. I'm Tom Davis. Welcome to our Community Connection. And today we have our guest from St. John Catholic School. We have our principal here with us today, Lexi Radovan. And nice to have you back. It's been a while.
Thank you.
We have Elizabeth Thrash, and it's been a few months since I've seen you, too.
Good morning. Good morning.
And also Maggie, who is a student at the school. But we're talking gala.
Yes, sir. Gala is our largest fundraiser for the school. It is February 1st. It begins at 6 p.m., and it's at St. John Catholic School. We use the Father Lynch Hall, which many of the community organizations utilize, and so they know how pretty that is. But then we transform our beautiful gym into an elegant dinner venue.
Wow.
So we're expecting just around 300 people. We had almost, I think it was 280 last year. Mm-hmm. So it takes a large venue. So we're excited about the gala this year. The tickets are $75. And of course, there's sponsorships available.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And so, the main theme for our gala every year is empowering minds and enriching the spirit. We at St. John's are focused about empowering our students for the academic excellence, their character, and a strong sense of community service. So that's the reason we came up with that particular theme, and also just the aspect of them enriching their lives spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Well, the school's got a great reputation. A lot of fine folks have been through the school. And I met with Father, and of course, I met with you earlier this year, Lexi. Tell us a little bit about how we're going so far this year.
Well, we're doing really well. We just finished our first semester and started into our second semester. So we stay pretty busy with classes and activities and the kids' service project. So it's going really well. From this point forward, it seems like it just zooms by, and we're in May. So.
Well, we had our winter. It landed on a Saturday, so, you know, we're good, right?
Right, right.
That's right.
We have a young guest here with us today, Maggie, correct? Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, and how do you figure into all this?
Well, I've been going here for 4 years, mm-hmm. and my favorite thing is that we've, like, played sports with the public school, so. And then the teachers always are helping you, and then they not only, like, help you when you need it, but they also offer advanced courses. And with these advanced classes, like, a lot of the eighth graders are more prepared in high school, and a lot of them, like, excel. So, yeah.
Yeah, Maggie is a big softball player.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So, and she's in advanced classes, so that's something that we do offer. Ms. Radovan might expand a little bit more on that and the curriculum.
Right. Well, we do our traditional, our sixth graders take a seventh grade math course. So right away, they're ahead a grade. And then our seventh graders, most of them are in pre-algebra, which is a traditional eighth grade class. But we do occasionally have students that are ready for algebra in the seventh grade, and that's something that we offer. So if a student is ready for algebra in the seventh grade, we let them take that. We do have a student this year who is an eighth grader who's in geometry. But the majority of our eighth graders are in algebra. And that's just one example in the math area. So our kids leave St. John with algebra already under their belt. And occasionally we have some that leave with geometry already under their belt. Mm-hmm. So we work really hard to meet the needs of our individual students, and we're small enough to do that. We want to make sure that they have all the advantages they can have before they go to high school.
Very good. And for all you kids out there who think, geometry, why do I have to study geometry? Wait till you own your own house. Comes in handy. You're going to get ripped off if you don't know your geometry. But it also comes in quite handy, too, in a variety of different circumstances throughout your life. You'll just be surprised. You'll say, by golly, I'm glad I paid attention that day.
Yeah.
But we got the gala going on to make sure that our students can have just about everything they need in order to stay up and stay ahead.
Right. The purpose of the proceeds, our primary focus this year, is on STEAM projects.
Okay.
Notice I said STEAM, not just STEM.
Yes, because there's another letter in there.
The
in
arts.
A, and what stands for arts?
Yes. And St. John's, our school is really fortunate because we have just an awesome arts teacher, Mrs. Hopkins, as well as a fantastic creative music teacher, Mrs. McAllister. And they both offer a lot of programs. One in particular that we're excited about this year, the sixth graders started a ukulele program.
Wow, that is cool. You don't know how cool that is until you actually hear it, folks.
Yeah, and it's really exciting for not only the students, but our school and the community. They've already been out in the community, and you'll see them more in various concerts and so forth. We also have the Singing Eagles, and they go out in the community, and in some cases, along with our ukulele students. And we're even going to expand that ukulele program to bring up the fifth graders, will be sixth graders next year, so to provide ukuleles if they want to take on that elective.
Well, that just sounds fun. I bet the kids have a ball with that, too.
They do. They love it. And it's really cool to see them practicing in the morning before school in the gym and even after school and in the pickup line. They'll have their ukuleles out and practice. So so we're hoping that those sixth graders this year will stick with it and will be seventh graders so they can become even more advanced next year. And then our incoming sixth graders will have the opportunity. So, you know, all these kinds of programs take money. So we provide the ukuleles for the students, and so along with that was the carrying case and the music and the music stands and all of that kind of thing to run a music class. Our art program is also, this year we added in a component of interior design.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
that's where those triangles come in.
That's where those triangles come in, that's right. So she's taken the first semester, and Maggie's in that class. Yes, she is. So last semester, they spent a lot of time learning about perspective and the different angles, all that geometry stuff, to be prepared now this semester for interior design. And so they'll each be able to design a room.
That sounds pretty cool.
And if you come to our gala, which I'm sure a lot of you will see as part of the decorations a big art wall. It's a fantastic different... I call it abstract art, but it's a whole wall that we accent as part of the decorations, but it's all from our students.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So just to let you know a little bit about what to expect that evening, first off, we're going to have our eighth graders to greet you at the gala, and then our reception is games and, of course, the standard hors d'oeuvres and free beer and wine. I just have to put that one in. But we have games like the one that's really exciting. It's called the Big Board, and it is a fast-paced live auction with auction items like fire pit and grill, some of the other things that you might see. Might be a trip, even a just a one-night stay type trip. So that's what you're going to see during the reception. We also have a wine pool, spin the wheel, and a couple of other games. So that all starts at 6 in the Father Lynch Hall. And then on to the dinner in the gym around 7. Our catering's by Hilton Garden Inn. We'll have an Italian dinner. And all night, our MC is Tyler Vaclaw.
You might have Tyler.
Yeah, and you might have heard him doing some of our promos, our radio promos. And of course, the after the dinner, we'll have a live auction, and the fantastic Mr. Roger Skelly will be the auctioneer.
There you go.
And some of those items are going to be a week stay at a beautiful lake house near Houston, with all of the amenities that go with the lake house, including tennis court, golf course, things like that. Also, another item is a hunt for four at the Flying J Ranch. And then another thing is a tour, a guided tour at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
So
that's
go.
A trip to Dallas. And then we'll have a live music and dancing by our own Father John, the Blessed Band. And last year, guests stayed on the dance floor the whole night. So I'm just telling you, it's a genre of dance tunes. And another thing along with our gala is we also have an online raffle. So you can buy a ticket for $10. And what that's going to get you is your choice of three great travel packages. One's a family package to Disney World. Another one that you could choose from is an Ocean View Beach Resort at Cabo San Lucas. Or this is my favorite, Napa Valley Spa Resort with dinner and a train ride through Napa Valley. And you have a chauffeur that will take you through the vineyards as well.
Very good.
So
very good.
All of that, you can go online, whether you want to purchase your tickets for the gala. And of course, you want to purchase raffle tickets. And also the sponsorships are all online. And that is at our St. John Catholic School website. The website is actually sjcs-ok.org and then annual gala. So all the information, tickets, everything's online. And of course, you can always call the school.
Sure.
918-336-0603.
And there'll always be somebody or something answering the phone there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Well, this sounds pretty good. And Maggie, looks like you got a little extra homework assignment there, greeting yeah. people at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, rank has its privilege, right? Eighth grade, you're in charge, man. Now, Lexi, the school, like you say, we're always in high gear, but it seems like after Christmas it just zooms and everything. And we were talking last fall or last summer before school began that we were integrating some different classes to help students really, right. really up ramp. And how's that coming along?
Well, we're doing really well. We have if you remember our conversation, we have a Take Flight program.
Yes.
Which is a structured literacy program specifically designed for students that that have dyslexia, a learning difference of dyslexia. Mm-hmm. We served about 23 to 25 students. They are seen 4 days. Most of them are seen 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very intensive. And for those of you who may not know, this is a very research-based program.
It is.
About 40% of our population across the United States will learn to read no matter how you teach them or don't teach them. But there's that percentage of students that need an explicit type of instruction. And what structured literacy is very much phonemic awareness, encoding, decoding, word recognition, but it's a very much a scope and sequence of the way skills are taught. It's mm-hmm. very intentional so that it will benefit all students. So we are working through the gala to raise money so that we can send all of our teachers to structured literacy training for classroom teachers, because we want this model in our classrooms. We've already trained our pre-K-3 and pre-K-4 teacher, and so they're working already incorporating those readiness skills with those early childhood kids. Our kindergarten teacher has been trained. We do a screening in kindergarten for early flags and to see if we have children that we need to keep an eye mm-hmm. on, to see if they need some intentional intervention. And then we want to train our first grade, our second grade, our third, fourth, and fifth grade, and our middle school teachers so that in their everyday instruction in reading class, they can incorporate these structured literacy mm-hmm. techniques to benefit all of our children. And research will tell you that if for children that are not severely dyslexic, if interventions are put in place in the traditional classroom, that they may not need any further intervention.
How wonderful is mm-hmm. that?
Yes, and that's our goal.
Oh, yeah, indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. And you got to really celebrate those aha moments.
Absolutely.
When everybody, I got it. And
I got it.
There
yeah.
you go. Wonderful. But, of course, that also takes a lot of resources, too.
Yes, it does.
That's why we're doing the gala.
That's the reason. And, you know, we can't. For one thing, we can't put the gala on without our sponsors, right?
That's true. We were talking about that a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Sponsors are welcome, aren't they?
Yes. And we have already wonderful support sponsors in Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance. Kelleher Outdoor Designs, American Hose and Supply. Mary Lynn Mim and John Hawk and John Mim. We also have great supporters in David and Laura Hunt as well. So those are just a few of the sponsors. And, of course, our local corporations and foundations continue to help St. John's in special projects. Foundations like the Line Project, Line Foundation, and Parsons Foundation, as well as Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips. They've been helping us a great deal and helping fund some of our school projects. One of the other items associated with the gala that we're really excited about, we had a sponsor to sponsor a performing artist, Mike DeBus from Kansas City. He was not able to come to our gala, but we've scheduled him January 27th at 9:30 a.m. in our school. He will be performing to music, and he will be creating three large paintings, which one will be donated through our sponsor, will be donated to the school, and the other paintings will be part of our gala's live auction.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're really fortunate, and we're looking forward. You know, this way the students will have a student assembly, so they'll get to enjoy his performance, Mike's performance. And we're inviting the community as well. It'll be in the school gym. Again, it's the 27th of January.
That's very, very nice. Very nice indeed. Don't forget the big gala is coming up on February 1st. And how do we get tickets?
You can go online to sjcs-ok.org. Annual gala.
Okay, and if you want to be a sponsor and you got a whole bunch of money in your pocket and you want to burn it right there, and
it's all right there online.
It is.
Yes.
All right.
If you can't come for some reason, go online and buy some raffle tickets.
That'll make you feel better anyway.
And you have a choice of one of the three travel packages.
And they are very nice.
And you don't have to be present to win, because we'll have your name and number to contact you. So there you go.
Very good. I like it. Well, let's have a great semester, and let's have a great gala coming up.
Thank you.
I just want to, I'm going to be there. This is going to be my first one that I've ever been to, so Miss Susie and I are putting on the Ritz. We're going to have fun.
There you go.
Take care, and thank you once again. I appreciate everybody coming in to be a part of it here from St. John's School, and this is Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Time now is 8:51.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.